The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said a tremendous tribute must be paid to all those involved in the vaccination programme. And he described the latest lifting of COVID-19 restrictions as a very significant day for pubs and restaurants. Kate Carlin reports.
In a video posted on Twitter, the Taoiseach said the return of outdoor hospitality illustrated the continuing progress that was being made in reopening society and the economy. And Mr. Martin gave an update on the progress being made in the vaccination programme.
Close to 55% of the population have had a dose one now, with close to 26% fully vaccinated. And we're close to 3 million doses being administered overall.
This morning, a new walk-in and drive-in testing centre is opening for 2 days at McNeville Park in Rathkeel in response to the concern over rising COVID-19 figures in Limerick. The free service will operate from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. today and tomorrow.
The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has said supporting school communities in the face of the threat posed by coronavirus and beyond will be a key priority for her department. In a statement of strategy covering the next 3 years, the Minister said the pandemic had underlined the important role schools played in addressing the impact of COVID-19 on children's education. And she said emphasis would be placed on students at risk of educational disadvantage in support programmes. More details of the strategy will be announced later today. A post-mortem examination is being conducted today on the body of a 3-month-old girl who died early yesterday morning after being attacked by a family dog in County Waterford. The incident happened at a house in the village of Clashmore when the girl was in her bedroom. She was brought to hospital and pronounced dead a short time later. In the United States, the Justice Department has said it's recovered some of the $4.5 million paid by Colonial Pipeline to cyber criminals last month. Department officials said it seized Bitcoin valued at $2,300,000. The attack disrupted supplies for several days, causing fuel shortages. The company's website was hacked by cyber criminals operating under the name DarkSide and believed to be based in Russia. Lisa Monaco, the U.S. Department Deputy Attorney General, said the United States would use all its resources to stop future ransomware attacks.
Today, we turned the tables on DarkSide. We will continue to use all of our tools and all of our resources to increase the cost and the consequences of ransomware attacks and other cyber-enabled attacks.
More than 200 people have been arrested in Australia as part of an investigation into international organised crime. More than 3 tonnes of drugs, 100 weapons and tens of millions of dollars have been seized. Commander Rhys Kershaw of the Australian Federal Police, the AFP, gave details of the investigation.
We have arrested the alleged kingmakers behind these crimes, prevented mass shootings and frustrated serious and organised crime by seizing their ill-gotten wealth. And today Australia is a safer country because of this unprecedented AFP-led operation.
Police in Canada have charged a 20-year-old man with murder after 4 members of a Muslim family were run over and killed by a pickup truck that mounted the pavement. The family's only survivor is in a hospital with serious injuries. Stephen Williams, the Chief of Police in London, Ontario, explained the motive behind the attack.
We believe that this was an intentional act and that the victims of this horrific incident were targeted. We believe the victims were targeted because of their Islamic faith.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy at first with patchy light rain, drizzle and mist along southern coasts. Hazy, sunny spells will break through as the day goes on. However, it'll remain largely cloudy with outbreaks of rain in western and southern coastal counties. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 20 degrees.